and Dane.
Tanya, joining us on the phone. I know you're very excited about this chat. It's a huge show. It's So You Think You Can Dance. It's on Channel 10. One of the judges joins us right now, Jason Gilkinson. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
No worries at all. Before you kick off, can we call you Gilko?
Gilko is absolutely fine.
Yes! Excellent. I feel like we're already mates, Gilko.
We're loving So You Think You Can Dance, mate. Like, how is it being involved in the series this year the way you are as a judge as opposed to, I guess, the last series where you were doing a bit more choreography and you weren't as much as, I guess, involved? How is it this time around?
Well, it's been good because what happened early on, we decided, the four judges, we all decided that we wanted to not only be involved in judging, but we wanted to mentor and be involved in rehearsals as well. So it's kind of been a little bit more active than the normal role. So that suits me really fine because I get itchy feet if I sit down too long anyway. So it's been a case of, you know, being there during the actual live show, but we've been able to get our hands dirty with the actual contestants and help them a little bit along the way as well. So it's been good for me.
It's funny you say that because last week, I believe, Shannon, oh God, he's gorgeous, was dancing with the contestants for the opening number. And is that going to happen with you, Gilko?
Well, it's not going to happen with me, but I think Shannon should dance in every opening number.
Yeah, and you know what? If you could just put a note through to the producers, topless would be great.
Yes, absolutely. We'll. But, you know, Paula and I spoke about we want to collaborate as well and we want to do a couple of pieces. And, I mean, that's the thing. The four of us want to get really involved. So we'd love to, you know, not rule out the fact that you're going to see us. At least our handiwork is going to be up there on that stage if we're not.
Now, that's great, Gilko. Now, you're a professional dancer. For those of us who are more casual dancers, say only on a Friday and Saturday night, what advice would you have to help us, you know, look good and help with the ladies on the dance floor?
Well, a good old shot before you go out doesn't help.
Right.
I should say. Actually, I resort to the Friday and Saturday dance these days because, you know, me getting older, I need it to take the pain away from my hip. So, yeah, a little bit of Dutch courage and then get out there.
Right. Oh, so just let the music take over and just let your limbs do a thing. Like, I shouldn't have any choreo organised or anything like that.
There's no wrong way you can dance, I always think.
Oh, there's no wrong way you can dance. I'm going to write that down.
Do what you feel. Do what you feel to the music.
Well, Gilko, you haven't seen me dance, mate, so maybe hold off on that judgment.
He's 6'4", he's more of a bobby pin than a human.
I've opened a whole can of worms here. I can just feel it.
Hey, with these dances, we're like obsessed. The choreography this year is phenomenal. The styling, the dancing, it feels like it's on another level than it was from the previous series. Not to take away from the other guys who did the other series, but how long do these guys realistically rehearse for these routines?
They have 4 hours on the first day with the choreographer, and then the second day they have another 4 hours, and then the next day they're into staging it and blocking it on the stage for the camera. So it's such a quick process. I mean, the one thing they do is they put the actual couple in an apartment together now, which has really helped things move along because they can go back to the apartment and work on the routine all day and all night if they want to. And, I mean, when you think of it, that's only a 3-day period because they've still got the group number to do, which is 16 hours. Then they've got their dance for their lives. Then they've got the guest artists. And they've got so many other things to do, as well as interviews and obviously all the packages and rehearse the show. So it's a pretty intense period that each week is like, you know, quite full on.
Oh, I can't imagine because dancers they're athletes.
And I know athletes.
Oh, absolutely.
What they put their body through is, I mean, obviously, you know, it's crazy town.
Yeah, and I mean, these guys are supreme athletes, actually, because what they have to remember, I mean, each week after they do that particular routine, they pretty much have to, okay, forget that, move on, what's the next thing? So, and they get better and better at doing that as they go along, and obviously soon they're going to be up to 2 routines in a few weeks. So,
it's amazing.
So the pressure keeps coming.
You're working with international superstar Paula Abdul. Is she a diva?
Yeah, she is. We are so lucky to have her. I mean, I think it was a bit surreal when she walked in on the first day and we thought, oh my God, that's actually, you know, it's dance royalty that we've got here. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't think anybody expected that she would want to get in there and sort of help the dancers so much. I mean, she's wanting to be there like 7 days a week with them. So, you know, they're all lucky as well.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm actually really warming to her as a person because she's been so emotional and really invested in this season and invested in Australian talent, and that's lovely to watch her connect so much with the dance and see her emote about it as well.
Yeah, and I think I mean, the one thing she said is she never gets to be this close with the actual project. And that's very different for her. She said normally she used to come into Idol and it was one day a week and then she never saw anybody again. And she only saw Simon like 5 minutes before the show. And, she, you know, the fact that, you know, we all want to like meet, you know, 2 days early, look at the routines. We go in there, watch all the rehearsals. And I mean, she said that's where the dancer's life is. She wants to be involved. If she's going to do this, she wants to sort of really get up and close and personal with the guys.
Mm. It's great to watch, and you can definitely see the passion from the judges and, of course, the dancers. So if you haven't checked out So You Think You Can Dance, it's on tomorrow night, 7:30 on Channel 10. Thank you so much, Jason Gilkinson, for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. Thanks, Gilko.
Gilko!